You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3 to 6. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me." You know, every time I read this passage, it strengthens my heart. The Bible says they criticized her sharply for doing what is right, for doing something that Jesus greatly appreciates, for doing a work that none of them could have done. Yet she was criticized greatly. That is why it is not the opinion of men that matters. It is Jesus that matters. But I want you to note a few things in this passage. It is a great thing that this woman came with an expensive oil. But did you notice that she didn't open the cover of the alabaster flask? She didn't open the cover and pour the oil on Jesus. What she did was to break it and pour the oil. So she was not even going to take the container back home and be using that container to do other things. At least you can use that container at another time. That was not what this woman did. She broke it. That means that after pouring that oil on Jesus, even that container can no longer be used for another thing. I want to say, brethren, that the service that touches the heart of the master, if you want to do a good work for the master, your vessel must be broken. Many people are serving God intact. They are not broken. Their service is not flowing from a life that is broken. But for you to serve Jesus acceptably, your vessel must be crushed. Your vessel must be broken. You can't remain intact. There are many things he's been pointing to in your life. Things he's saying, "No, you cannot continue like this. No, I want you to remove this." But you love those things passionately and you are clinging to it. Let me tell you, true service cannot flow from your life. The service that Jesus is looking for, the service that will even affect the disciples of Jesus, it's a service that is flowing from a broken vessel. From a vessel that is only available unto Jesus. That your life is, your service is flowing out of a life that the Holy Spirit has broken. So that the precious oil that is inside this earthen vessel can flow out. Out of what is your service flowing out? You see, the vessel is as important to the Lord as much as the service. In fact, if the vessel is not right, the service cannot be right. So the vessel must be broken, and that vessel can then release that which is precious. Brethren, are you resisting the dealings of the Holy Spirit in your life? Many things that is pointing your attention to, that is asking you and saying, "No, change this, stop this, do this." Are you resisting it? If you continue to resist it, true service cannot flow from you. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.